Welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Tony Colombo, here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews. Bo, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Can't complain. Another pretty nice week weather-wise. We've kind of been on a nice roll here.
Unbelievable.
I got to share some pictures. Maybe we can put them on the... Maybe we can put them on the blog post this week for the podcast. I got out and did some fishing this past weekend, and had a very, very successful day, and had some very good pictures from that outing. So nice. I was able to get out and enjoy this great weather. I hope you guys have been able to do the same, at least a little bit as well, because man, it is good for the soul to get outside. Get away from all the noise, get away from all the news, unplug a little bit, and just, like, enjoy yourself.
It's a necessity.
Oh, it's such a necessity. It's so important to do that because there's just so much madness happening right now, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere, and we will, of course, delve into some of those issues here in just a minute.
We're on the clock now.
First of all, Chad, let's talk about your new... Your new gift there. Was it last week that we had Gary on, right?
Yes.
It's last week that we had Gary from
the sanitizers.
Sanitizer and mask store.
And
I brought my little spray sanitizer thing in, and Chad saw it and thought I was giving it to him, and I was like, no, this is mine. So Gary gave me that to give to you.
Cool.
And said, this is for Chad, because I know he wants one. So Chad now has the spray sanitizer deal. You got the refill cartridge, too, so you're all set for a long time. These things are super
got
cool.
Got the mask lanyard, too.
Yeah,
so when I'm fed up and wearing the mask at intercom, I don't have to just throw it.
Exactly. You just put it around your neck. He has the breakaway mask lanyards, which if you have kids that are going back to school right now... they're obviously required to wear masks, especially the older kids have to wear masks, I think, all day. And they're required to have a lot of these school districts that are back in school require you to wear a lanyard with your mask so you don't lose it. So you don't leave it, set it down somewhere or whatever, you know, so you have to wear this lanyard. And another, we just keep piling on rule after rule. Not only do you have to wear you have to wear a mask, you have to wear a lanyard, and you have to wear a breakaway lanyard because I guess there's a if you were to fall and get the lanyard somehow caught on something as you're falling, and it was a super strong lanyard that wouldn't break with the weight of your body, it has to have that breakaway thing. So they have them at the sanitizer and mask store. Has a great selection of these breakaway lanyards. So if you are a parent or a kid that is needing these for your school, you can go get them there. You can get these cool spray sanitizers. You can get that at-home antibody test. Super cool stuff. So
are you saying that the hooking over the ear is not good enough anymore as far as the breakaway? You know, the Biden hook over the ear thing and let it hang down?
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. No, these will allow you to go back into your class if you are if you're a kid or you're a parent that has kids going back to school. They got lots of cool stuff out there. And that website's kind of weird. Remember, it's sanitizerandmasks.store. The dot is store, not dot com.
This is American ingenuity, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great stuff. Yeah, it's great.
It's a great business to get into.
Yeah, I had a great discussion with Gary. He was one of the new sponsors of the radio station. Had a great discussion with him on the show last week. And if you missed any of that, you can, of course, download the podcast. He was a part of the podcast exclusive also last week. We put out two podcasts every week of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Show podcast goes out on Friday. Podcast exclusive goes out on Monday. Get it anywhere where you get podcasts, and especially the radio.com app. It's my favorite place to get the podcast. So now let's get the show started, as we do every week, with our friend Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. It's been a busy, crazy year for everyone here in the media and in the news, and it's been maybe even a crazier year for everyone in the firearms industry like Aaron. So it's always great to talk with you, Aaron. How's it going?
Good. How are you, Tony?
Cannot complain, my friend. So as I walked into the studio right before we went on the air, I caught a few minutes of a conversation that you and Bo were having, and I thought it was really interesting. We've talked all year long about the massive pressure on the firearms industry as far as gun sales, ammunition sales, everything through the roof like never before, because for a variety of factors, the 2020 has created this perfect storm. And when we see extremely high demand in many areas, you will also see prices rising. And I don't know why that never occurred to me. And then I heard you guys sort of talking about that. Can you talk about the effect that this all the pressure on the firearms industry has had on prices? Are guns and ammo more expensive right now because of the lack of availability?
So on the wholesale side, the answer is yes. Guns and ammunition have gone up everything has gone up on the wholesale side. And part of that is, you know, the importation of ammunition and parts, and then the raw materials, like, you know, your leather holster company that buys leather from outside the U.S. is having issues. Same thing with, like, you know, if they make it out of Kydex, et cetera. The wholesale cost has gone up, and that's because they're probably sourcing stuff out of the U.S., and then there's, you know, the U.S. suppliers are not used to that volume. And then you've got the primer shortage, which is driving up ammunition. So with all that being said, I was talking to my one buddy that owns an ammunition company. They manufacture ammunition. And he said that right now where he sources his primers for, they require 100,000 primer order. And I said, well, that isn't bad. You know, you can get so much, you know, small pistol, large pistol, magnum pistol, and kind of spread it out between everything. And he goes, no, that's just of one type. So if he goes, if I want to build any ammunition, he goes, I've got to get 100,000 rounds of small pistol primers, which is, wow, you know, those are good for your, like, your 380s and your 9s, but he's got to build 100,000 rounds. And, you know, and then he goes, now the next problem is sourcing, you know, enough powder and bullets, you know, projectiles, cases, et cetera, to build 100,000 rounds. So that's kind of where it lies there, which was just really surprising. So he is getting primers through, you know, other sources, but, you know, one of his normal places he goes, they're 100,000 rounds, which is a pallet, if anybody was curious. So they want to load a pallet and ship a pallet. Then when you look at the firearms industry, or just the firearm side of the industry, the same thing is going on. They're having trouble sourcing, you know, the raw materials, plus the demand is super high. So you've got manufacturers that know what their popular guns are. For example, we use Glock. Glock sells 10 Glock 19 Gen 4s. They've since discontinued, but the 10 Glock 19s for every one other model. So if they sell a Glock 20, which is a 10 millimeter, they'll sell 10 Glock 19s for every one of those. So put that in perspective. A lot of these companies are just saying, well, we're going to ramp up what the popular item is. And that's what they're doing. And that's leaving a shortage for the guy that wants to come in and get that 10 millimeter Glock we were talking about, because he wants to go out and try alternative mean season with the 10 mil and try to kill a deer. So there's, you know, it's shifting. And before, you know, when we had the Obama era, and the industry was so large and could keep up with the demand, we never really had shortages. When Trump came in, the industry shrunk a little bit. My buddy calls it a bubble. I don't call it a bubble when it was, you know, a 16-year run, because it was under Bush was a really good time, too, under George, because he allowed the sunset band, the sunset of the assault weapons ban to happen, which allowed for the innovations of the AR-15s and the AK-47s and manufacturers to start producing high capacity magazines and all this stuff, which really kind of energized the industry. And then, you know, Obama came in, which just supercharged it. And it was a really good run up until Trump. And then the industry kind of retracted for the last few years, and they started shutting down, you know, production in certain areas or pulling back production in certain areas. You saw, like, your Sig Sauer, for example, streamline their guns. Okay, they're not going to produce 15 different models of their 226 or their 229 or their 238 or their 938 anymore. They're going to have four models of this, seven models of that, three models of this, and hey, we're just going to cut out this gun completely.
So, Aaron, I got a question for you. As a gun owner, and I'm looking to get ammo, if you know, are stores getting it and then it's gone like right away? Or how can we find out from our local gun stores? Can we just call them, or do we have to drive there? Or how does that work to let us know, okay, we just got a shipment in, we're good to go? I mean, if you're up on your Facebook page, and I mean, do you update, you know, your customers that way?
So we have our Facebook page. And then we also have our text message club.
Ooh, I need to get on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll send out a text saying, hey, we got ammo in. You can call us. The problem is by the time you call us and then you get down there, it may be gone. Well, we do hold boxes for customers if they tell us they're going to come. Then right. The other way to do it is, you know, to call us and say, hey, when you get in any 9 or 380, you know, would you let me know? And we're getting a ton of those calls. So we just put you on a list. And then, you know, we start at the list, the top of the list, say, hey, we got in 9. How many boxes do you want? Okay, I want 3, you know, and then we kind of progress all the way down the list until we just run out of ammunition. So just because you didn't get it on this go around doesn't mean, you know, we didn't have it. Like for the other day, we got 380 ACP in and it was literally gone in 5 minutes.
What's your text code for your text club?
That's a great question. I'll have to get it to you.
I stumped him, Tony.
You did. That's not me. But it is, when you come into the store, there is a sign hanging up on there that has the text club stuff. And we've promoted it on other episodes.
Yeah, just call the store and get it that way.
Yeah, you can call the store, 965-GUNS. That's 965-4867, and just ask. And that's one way to get it. And then probably I guarantee you there's some images on Facebook. When we started that up years and years ago for that club. And then the other cool thing about that text club is it gets you enrolled, and then every month we give away a gift certificate that you can come in and spend in store. So it's kind of a good deal. And then I think on your birthday, you get a percentage off. We still have that going on.
Nice.
So I love that.
It's a good deal. I mean, it's just not for communicating, hey, we got ammo in, or we got guns in, or hey, classes are back. But it's just a good all around way for you to kind of keep in touch with us if you don't Facebook or social media.
Yeah, I always remind people about on the air and off the air about the Facebook page, Southern Armory on Facebook, a great way to keep up also with everything happening there at the store. Aaron, before we let you go, remind folks exactly how they find you in person and online.
So you can come into the store. We'd love to meet you and talk with you about your needs. We're located 1 mile east of 270 and 44 at 9901 Watson Road, and SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
Thank you, Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory and the owner of SouthernArmory.com. We will talk to you same time next week, Aaron. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
You bet. All right. We have got to take a quick break. We are going to talk to State Rep Nick Schroer in a few minutes. And when we get back, we are going to talk to Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors. Hunting season is upon us, and it's time to get back out in the woods. And we're going to talk to Tim about that. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Chad trying to get my attention as I'm busy sending pictures of my fish to everyone in the studio and everyone on the line. By the way, Aaron Tarlow texted me at right as we went off the air because he was looking for the text number because Bo stumped him. If you want to join the Southern Armory text club, you can text Armory 25 to 51660, and you can get on the Southern Armory text list, so they will send you updates whenever they get new stuff in and details about CCW classes and advanced pistol classes and all that stuff. They'll keep you updated right there through your phone what's happening at Southern Armory. Again, that's Armory 25 to 51660. He texted me, Bo, and said he was trying to find it before we went off the air. But he just ran out of time. So pretty funny stuff. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I am Tony Colombo in studio with Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews. And also joining us on the line is Bo potted up, by the way.
Yes.
No, he's not.
No, he wasn't. I was going to say, I'm talking to Bo, and I'm cracking jokes.
Hold on.
And I'm just waiting for Bo to chime in, and I'm like, where's Bo?
Your audience has been muted. I don't know why, but 51560, is that what it was?
It is Armory25. That's what you text to the number 51660.
Say that number one more time for everybody.
Sure. For you mean? You mean Bo. You?
Yeah, just for me.
51660.
Got it. I'm sending it right now.
Armory
Thank you.
5 to 51660.
I'm in the club.
All right. And in just a moment here, we're going to talk to our friend Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors and the Thinking Woodsman podcast. As I mentioned, hunting season back upon us. So whether you are getting out in the water like I had a chance to do earlier this week, or you're going to be out doing some hunting, if you are going to be enjoying the great outdoors, and anytime we are talking about the great outdoors here on Second Amendment Radio, it's brought to you by
the fine folks at Razorback Armory. They are your full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts. They welcome new faces every single day. Stop by and see them a half mile east of 270 on Manchester Road on the south side next to the tennis store. They're right next to them. Online, you'll find them at RazorbackArmory.com. Tell them Bo sent you.
And now we'll bring Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors into the conversation. Tim, great always to talk with you. How's it going, my friend?
Is it great, Tony?
It is. I mean, it's okay. You're right. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Yeah. I mean, it's better. It's slightly better than average.
Serviceable pedestrians.
Yeah. It's a six and a half.
Hey, just a heads up. I'm stealing your co-host, Bo Matthews.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Where is he? Where are you guys going?
He's going to be the new co-host for the Thinking Woodsman show.
Nice.
What? What are we talking about?
He passed his interview last week and did a great job. So he's about to submit his resignation letter any minute now.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
We'll keep our eyes open for that.
Contract is not even dried yet, Tim. Come on now. And by the way,
wait a minute. If Bo leaves and joins the Thinking Woodsman podcast, does that mean that you're available, Tim, to be the co-host of Second Amendment Radio?
We're just gonna play like a shell game here.
It was great being a guest on the Thinking Woodsman podcast. We talked for almost an hour.
That's really interesting. That's really interesting. I've known Tim for 5 years, and I've been on the show once. And you've known him for five weeks and been on the
So the cool thing about Bo is that his interview was interesting.
Does Tim Shelsvik have any idea who the Red Hot Chili Peppers are? Because I don't. I'm just saying it out loud. But he does know his country music, and we enjoyed that conversation. By the way, how many listens do you have? Do you know?
7.
On that show, we've hit 100.
You dang right we have.
Triple digits.
And mine's been in the archive for 5 years, and it's still sitting at about 4. So
your mom's listened to it 3 times.
Yeah,
anyway.
And then me.
Yeah. It's the podcast that time forgot, but when hunting season rolls around, I always feel more energized to get it back up and running because there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
I appreciate Bo hopping on. We talked about the demise of modern country music and hope for the future and some of the old, the good old stuff, the classics too. It's a lot of fun.
Well, two podcasts that you should check out regularly, especially now that hunting season is back. And that is the Thinking Woodsman podcast and the 100% Wild podcast that Tim is a part of there at Drury Outdoors. And of course you have the Deercast app. I would imagine that this is a busy time at Drury Outdoors and for everything that you are involved in, Tim. So just talk about where we're at as far as hunting season is concerned, what's going on and kind of what you are focused on right now.
Yeah. So for guys on the Missouri side, deer season has been open since September 15th, archery season. And for the folks on the Illinois side, it's October 1st. And everyone's kind of anxious to get out there in the trees. We've kind of had hit or miss weather. And this is not a shameless plug for Deercast, but if you have Deercast, look at the 10-day forecast on there and you will see that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so September 30th, October 1st, 2nd, and third. The highs are going to be in the low to mid 60s, and the barometer is going to be high. There are a number of other factors, including the moon phase, where we're right around a full moon. All those factors, DeerCast is pulling in. It's giving you a real prediction on when deer are going to be up and moving, and it tells you the why. If you are a deer hunter and you can get time to be in the woods on the 30th, the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, you need to be there because the deer are going to be up and moving. It's the first real good cold front of the season, and it's going to be killer. I think a lot of deer are going to be going down. And especially if you're chasing a target buck and your neighbor's chasing them too, you want to be out there. You want to have the jump on them. That's one of the things that DeerCast does. It gives you the edge over guys who are not hunting with it. And boy, I tell you what, like I'm going to be putting in some half days next week at the studio and then hitting the stand right after work because it's going to be on.
So that DeerCast, I remember when you guys first rolled that out. Has it been 2 or 3 years now? Does that sound about right?
We're entering our third year right
now. Okay, yeah. And I mean, obviously, all the folks at Drury Outdoors have been gathering knowledge and information about deer hunting for decades. But now, with the DeerCast, with a few years under your belt and learning that technology more and more and getting more data and more information into that app, I would imagine that it is better than ever as far as helping a hunter know when and where to be. You know, nothing. There's no guarantees, you know, just like anything, fishing, hunting, there's no guarantees, but there are ways to get an advantage. And the DeerCast app is probably the number one way to gain an advantage when you're out hunting. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we've tweaked the algorithm a little bit over the years, and we feel like it's like above 90% accurate. Now, every now and again, you'll get like a freak pop-up thunderstorm that'll come through, and it'll drop the barometer in your area, put some cloud cover over you that maybe if it wasn't predicted, DeerCast won't be able to account for. So there's always, you know, it's a real world. But in general, it's dead on. And so like for me, I've got two kids, I got a family, I work a lot of hours during the week. So hunting is something that is important to me, but it's time away from other things that are important to me. So I want to be as efficient with that time as possible. And I not only run DeerCast, I hunt with it. I use it to schedule my time off, coordinate childcare at home when my wife's got something else going on, because that time in the woods is hard to come by. And it's precious, and so I don't want to waste it burning time in the stand on a low probability day.
You know, this is kind of like the electronics for fishing is being used. Yep. Tim, can you shed some light on how much data you guys have collected that you know gets you know put into this you know this algorithm, if you will, to help hunters out there? Has it been like 20 years of information, or is it just couple of weeks?
Careful, it's Tim. So Bo's trying to create a competing app, so don't give him
too much. Down numbers and like it's really a schematic for a pinball machine or something. So Mark and Terry Drury are the architects behind it with the help of a computer programmer, but they combined have over 70 years of deer hunting experience. So the things that they used to sit down together, they'd look at the forecast, they'd look at the average highs and lows, they'd look at moon phase, they look at barometric pressure readings and all these things, and they would correlate them with deer movement on their trail cams, their personal observations, pull all this stuff together and start to build out week by week as the weeks went on. Amazing. What they thought deer were going to be doing. And so this DeerCast was actually kind of an efficiency for them, because it was an algorithm that pulled in all the things that they looked at, because it's not just barometer, it's not just moon phase, it's not just temperature or departure from the average temperature. It's all these things and how they interrelate with one another. And not only that, but it's how they interrelate with the particular point in the season, because deer act differently in September than they do in December.
Right.
And there are other apps out there, and they just kind of, it's like a blanket prediction. And also they'll give you a prediction for squirrel movement or turkey movement. These animals are completely different. There are some things that they all react to similarly, but on the whole, whitetails are a totally different animal than pheasant. Mm-hmm. Some apps will give you a pheasant forecast. Like, I just don't believe that you can do all that with one algorithm.
So we're,
so these guys they created this algorithm that takes into account all the factors. There's over 13 factors that influence deer movement. So we pull in your local forecast for whatever, how many locations you want to choose from, and it'll give you a custom forecast for that spot. But then it's not enough to encounter and shoot, you know, put a good hit on your deer. You also have to recover your deer. So that's why we came up with DeerCast Track. You pull up the two-dimensional deer model in the app, pick on the body where you think your hit was, and then the engine behind that, behind the scenes, goes through our hunt library of over 120 hunts that in the geo maps. So like maybe you hit on the right side of the deer, wow, just behind the shoulder, and it will find the hit that closest matches yours, show you a 3D deer model of the affected body systems, and give you interviews with expert trackers on what you hit, what the lethality of that hit was, what kind of plan you should put together for recovery, and how much time you should wait. So, because there's no more second guessing.
That is incredible.
It really is.
Like, the technology involved in that DeerCast is incredible. Like, if you're going out, if you are at all serious about getting out there and hunting, you've got to, like Bo said, it's if you're an avid fisherman and you're out on your bass boat, having the electronics to at least tell you the water temperature and the depth of the water, like, that is getting to a point where it's almost
they
silly
have no
if
chance.
You don't have it. Yeah, like, you need
they
to
have no
it.
Chance.
Like, this should be part of your arsenal when you go out. I did, Tim, before we run out of time, I did want to ask you this. All of those variables, like you mentioned, there's so many. The temperature, the barometer, the moon phase,
the wind.
What is the most important? If somebody is trying to plan one day, and they're, like you said, they're somebody that's, you know, doesn't have a lot of time to do this, and they're looking at the next couple of weekends, and I'm not saying like these weekends, but what are the, if they have to pick, like, I could go this Saturday or Sunday, or I could go next Saturday or Sunday, what should they look at in the forecast? What are the most important things to look for in the forecast to give yourself the best chance at having a good day?
Moon phase typically trumps all other factors.
Wow.
So in and around a full moon, it's hard to beat that. Next is probably barometer. So the weather, like, you get a good high pressure, something above 30.15, something like that, and above, that's a good high pressure deer going to be moving. And then the next is probably departure from average on the low side. So if it's supposed to be, you know, average temp of 70 degrees and you get a 55 degree day, they're going to love that. They're going to be up on their feet. Yeah. So really it's moon and then.
And what is the right, the right moon phase? The fuller the moon, the better?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Do you know how many people are listening right now going, I thought it was just kind of like chance that, you know, a deer would walk by me. But no, you guys are playing into all the science. And that's pretty impressive that you guys, I got a lot of respect for Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty fame. That guy has years and years of handwritten logs of the weather conditions and the temperatures and the moon phase, all that stuff. And that's why I asked the question, because it now you're aggregating it. That was the word I was looking for earlier, into this app that can help everybody. Now, is the app cost money or is it free?
There's a free version, there's a $9.99 a year version, and there's a $19.99 a year version.
Gotcha.
So for $20 a year, you get a 10-day forecast, you get DeerCast Track, you get DeerCast Custom, allows you to alter your forecast for all your locations. You get all of our DVDs and VHSs all the way back to 1989, so that's over 115 of those two-hour-plus hunt videos, plus all of our current YouTube stuff we put up on DeerCast also. There's a ton of value there for $20. And if you're a deer hunter, you have accidentally spent $20 before.
No kidding.
Just because it's not a cheap sport. And we can't, I mean, other apps out there are charging at least $100 for something like this. And were the real deal and coming in at a pretty low price point, we feel like.
That's excellent. That is Tim Shelsvik from the Thinking Woodsman podcast and Drury Outdoors. Tim, before we let you go, tell people how they can hear that amazing podcast with you and Bo and keep up with everything
awesome.
That you guys are doing there at Drury Outdoors.
Yeah, it really was a fun show. The Thinking Woodsman show on wherever you get your podcasts. And then Drury Outdoors 100% Wild podcast. And just a tease, but we have a huge guest coming up. That podcast is going to launch Sunday night. So Sunday night and then into next week, check DeerCast or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll have a really, really big guest. I'm super excited about, but I can't divulge who it is just yet. And then DeerCast.com or just search your app store for DeerCast. Get DeerCast before your neighbor does.
Solid tease. Very solid tease. He knows what he's doing. That is Tim Shelsvik. We'll have you back on again real soon as we go through the hunting season this year. Thanks for your time today.
Thank me.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to talk to State Rep Nick Schroer when we get back. There is some news to talk about, and we need to do that before we wrap up this week's edition of Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner Bo Matthews. Great conversation with Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors. Just awesome information about deer hunting and what to look for, and just great stuff from Tim in that last segment. If you missed it or you need to hear it again, don't forget to download our podcast. Each and every week we release two podcasts. The show podcast comes out on Friday before the show even airs, so you can take Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors with you all weekend long. And then we put out our podcast exclusive, which is a little deeper conversation with either just Bo and I or guests, and that goes out every week on Monday. You get our podcast just about anywhere you get podcasts, but I always recommend the radio.com app because, again, you can get that for free. You can stream the station 24/7 no matter where you're at. You can rewind live radio with the Radio Rewind feature, and you can download the podcast of this and every other show on the station, and again, all of it is free. So make sure you check that out and check out that conversation we just had with Tim. If you are going to be getting out in the woods hunting anytime soon, that is the information that you need to take with you. Joining us now on the line is Newsmaker Nick, State Rep Nick Schroer. We've only got a few minutes left here in this last segment. Oh, I need to say that this last segment, of course, is brought to you by Bluff City Outdoors. We're talking about my big day on the lake earlier this week, and I have Bluff City to thank for that. A lot of my tackle box is filled with stuff that I got out at Bluff City Outdoors in Alton, Illinois, about a mile away from Fast Eddie's. If you are going fishing, you need to stock up your tackle box. Go see the great people at Bluff City Outdoors and BluffCityOutdoors.com. So now, as I mentioned, Nick Schroer joining us on the line to finish out the show with us and going to be a part of that podcast exclusive. So we'll have more time to talk then. But Representative Schroer, always great to talk with you. How's it going?
It is great. You know, sometimes the news that I make is good, sometimes it's bad, and sometimes you're sued by a leftist rag known as the post-disgrace, but well, all is well.
Yeah, this is going to be a can't-miss podcast exclusive, so make sure, hopefully most of you download both of our podcasts each and every week. We have great numbers on our podcast downloads, and that's amazing, and we are so thankful for that. But if you're not downloading that regularly, this is going to be a can't miss. We're going to dive into controversy and stuff that you have seen maybe in the news, in the paper about Representative Schroer, and we're going to get the truth, and we're going to
get the raw truth.
Exactly, we're going to go through that. But I wanted to, while we had a few minutes left here in the show, wanted to talk to you about Second Amendment rights. The Second Amendment is always a big topic as we close in on any type of election year, but obviously presidential elections bigger than ever. What do we have to worry about here in the state of Missouri and even in the state of Illinois? I mean, things are already bad over there, but Missouri Democrats, what kind of changes would really be made to Second Amendment rights here in the state of Missouri if the Missouri Democrats were able to have their way?
Well, you know, a lot would have to change for Missouri to kind of change politically with the Second Amendment. As of right now, Republicans have a veto-proof majority, supermajority. They would have to win the governor's race, take over the Senate, possibly, which could happen in a couple years with if Clean Missouri sticks and redistricting occurs. But we've already seen the bills that they've been filing. They want to peel back constitutional carry. They want to peel back conceal carry, make it to where you basically have to have a license to own a gun, conflicting with our Second Amendment rights. So a lot would have to change here in the state of Missouri. However, keep your eye on the Supreme Court. You know, with the passing of Justice Ginsburg, and, you know, may she rest in peace and may her family find peace. But that is a big game changer, because if we get that one Supreme Court justice, a conservative, and if Trump wins re-election, he's possibly going to nominate two others aside from who he's going to nominate in October, this weekend rather, which could be finalized in October from what I'm hearing. But yeah, if Biden wins and he replaces two, possibly three, that could be a game changer as well, impacting our Second Amendment rights for the bad, I guess, for the worse. Mm-hmm. But if you know, if these conservative justices stay on, we could see a strengthening nationwide impacting blue states like Illinois, California, New York, which could be for the better by impacting our Second Amendment rights and actually strengthening them across the nation.
Go ahead, Bo.
And really the question is, do you really think that he won't be able to appoint that Supreme Court judge? I mean, we're hearing everything from both sides, but what's the reality? It seems like, hey, he's still the president. He still has a job to do. At least that's what his yep. press secretary has been saying. And he has
the Senate.
And he has the Senate.
Those are the two, that's the two things. You can't really stop him if you have both of those things. Right, Nick?
Yeah, and at the end of the week, you know, we saw a lot of this movement towards the softer Republicans who may have voted, you know, against a pick, who have stated, well, the Republicans said in the past we should wait. Well, now we're seeing at the end of the week that some of these Republicans are jumping on board when Cory Gardner from from Colorado, and Mitt Romney, others are saying, well, we're not going to block them. We're going to figure out the who it is. We're going to see their qualifications and vote accordingly, but we're not going to block it. But yeah, I think ultimately, with all this conversation on how the Republicans have flip-flopped, look at what the Democrats have said. The Democrats previously said you can't do it. Then they supported it. Now they're saying you can't do it again. Right. You know, this is all politics. And what's mm-hmm. best for the people of the United States, it is putting that ninth Supreme Court justice there, because I can guarantee you this, no matter which way this election goes, it's going to be challenged, just like Bush v. Gore, and it's probably going to head all the way up to the Supreme Court.
We need nine. We can't do it with just eight. It could be split down the middle. It's terrible.
That's right. And that is Newsmaker Nick, Representative Nick Schroer, who, as I mentioned, is going to stick around and be a part of this week's podcast exclusive. So make sure you download that podcast when it comes out on Monday. Bo, before we wrap up the show, we were talking about our buddy Gary from the sanitizer and masks store earlier in the show, and he's a part of the Joshua Chamberlain Society, and there's a big event coming up on October 3rd, and you and I are going to be there.
Yeah, next Saturday, there's going to be a lot of people going, and you can get signed up. They've got a great Facebook page, jcs.org, I think is their website. But, Tony, you and I are going to have a little challenge out there on Saturday afternoon, October 3rd. We haven't worked out the details, but I'm just anxious to go head-to-head with you on it.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun. The event is called Shoot for the Troops. You can find it on Facebook, and you can find it on the Chamberlain Society website. It's not too late to donate, and I think there's still a few opportunities to actually sign up and participate in this event. It's going to be awesome, and Bo and I are going to be there, so we hope to see you out there as well. That is Shoot for the Troops, put on by the Joshua Chamberlain Society, and you can look it up on the Chamberlain Society website and find it on Facebook and join us out there. It's going to be a blast. All right, need to wrap up the show, but we're going to dive right into the podcast exclusive. So depending on when you're listening to this, that podcast exclusive will be available on Monday, so make sure you check that out on the radio.com app. For our producer, Chad Ellis, and my partner, Bo Matthews, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner Bo Matthews. Great conversation with Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors. Just awesome information about deer hunting and what to look for, and just great stuff from Tim in that last segment. If you missed it or you need to hear it again, don't forget to download our podcast. Each and every week, we release two podcasts. The show podcast comes out on Friday before the show even airs, so you can take Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors with you all weekend long. And then we put out our podcast exclusive, which is a little deeper conversation with either just Bo and I or guests, and that goes out every week on Monday. You get our podcast just about anywhere you get podcasts, but I always recommend the radio.com app because, again, you can get that for free. You can stream the station 24/7 no matter where you're at. You can rewind live radio with the Radio Rewind feature, and you can download the podcast of this and every other show on the station, and again, all of it is free. So make sure you check that out and check out that conversation we just had with Tim. If you are going to be getting out in the woods hunting anytime soon, that is the information that you need to take with you. Joining us now on the line is Newsmaker Nick, State Rep Nick Schroer. We've only got a few minutes left here in this last segment. Oh, I need to say that this last segment, of course, is brought to you by Bluff City Outdoors. We're talking about my big day on the lake earlier this week, and I have Bluff City to thank for that. A lot of my tackle box is filled with stuff that I got out at Bluff City Outdoors in Alton, Illinois, about a mile away from Fast Eddie's. If you are going fishing, you need to stock up your tackle box. Go see the great people at Bluff City Outdoors and bluffcityoutdoors.com. So now, as I mentioned, Nick Schroer joining us on the line to finish out the show with us and going to be a part of that podcast exclusive. So we'll have more time to talk then. But Representative Schroer, always great to talk with you. How's it going?
It is great. You know, sometimes the news that I make is good, sometimes it's bad, and sometimes you're seared by a leftist rag known as the Post Disgrace, but well, all is well.
Yeah, this is going to be a can't-miss podcast exclusive, so make sure, hopefully most of you download both of our podcasts each and every week. We have great numbers on our podcast downloads, and that's amazing, and we are so thankful for that. But if you're not downloading that regularly, this is going to be a can't miss. We're going to dive into controversy and stuff that you have seen maybe in the news, in the paper about Representative Schroer, and we're going to get the truth, and we're going to
get the raw truth.
Exactly, we're going to go through that. But I wanted to, while we had a few minutes left here in the show, wanted to talk to you about Second Amendment rights. The Second Amendment is always a big topic as we close in on any type of election year, but obviously presidential elections bigger than ever. What do we have to worry about here in the state of Missouri and even in the state of Illinois? I mean, things are already bad over there, but Missouri Democrats, what kind of changes would really be made to Second Amendment rights here in the state of Missouri if the Missouri Democrats were able to have their way?
Well, you know, a lot would have to change for Missouri to kind of change politically with the Second Amendment. As of right now, Republicans have a veto-proof majority, supermajority. They would have to win the governor's race, take over the Senate, possibly, which could happen in a couple years with if Clean Missouri sticks and redistricting occurs. But we've already seen the bills that they've been filing. They want to peel back constitutional carry. They want to peel back conceal carry, make it to where you basically have to have a license to own a gun, conflicting with our Second Amendment rights. So a lot would have to change here in the state of Missouri. However, keep your eye on the Supreme Court. With the passing of Justice Ginsburg, and, you know, may she rest in peace and may her family find peace. But that is a big game changer, because if we get that one Supreme Court justice, a conservative, and if Trump wins re-election, he's possibly going to nominate two others aside from who he's going to nominate in October, this weekend rather, which could be finalized in October from what I'm hearing. But yeah, if Biden wins and he replaces two, possibly three, that could be a game changer as well, impacting our Second Amendment rights for the bad, I guess, for the worse. Mm-hmm. But if these conservative justices stay on, we could see a strengthening nationwide impacting blue states like Illinois, California, New York, which could be for the better by impacting our Second Amendment rights and actually strengthening them across the nation.
Go ahead, Bo.
And really the question is, do you really think that he won't be able to appoint that Supreme Court judge? I mean, we're hearing everything from both sides, but what's the reality? It seems like, hey, he's still the president. He still has a job to do. At least that's what his press secretary has been saying, and he's been saying.
And he has the Senate.
And he has the Senate.
That's the two things. You can't really stop him if you have both of those things. Right, Nick?
Yeah, and at the end of the week, you know, we saw a lot of this movement towards the softer Republicans who may have voted, you know, against a pick, who have stated, well, the Republicans said in the past we should wait. Well, now we're seeing at the end of the week that some of these Republicans are jumping on board when Cory Gardner from Colorado and Mitt Romney, others are saying, well, we're not going to block them. We're going to figure out the who it is. We're going to see their qualifications and vote accordingly, but we're not going to block it. But yeah, I think ultimately with all this conversation on how the Republicans have flip-flopped, look at what the Democrats have said. The Democrats previously said you can't do it. Then they supported it. Now they're saying you can't do it again. Right. You know, this is all politics. And what's best for the people of the United States, it is putting that ninth Supreme Court justice there, because I can guarantee you this, no matter which way this election goes, it's going to be challenged just like Bush v. Gore. And it's probably going to head all the way up to the Supreme Court.
We need nine. We need nine. We can't do it with just eight. It could be split down the middle. It's terrible.
That's right. And that is Newsmaker Nick, Representative Nick Schroer, who, as I mentioned, is going to stick around and be a part of this week's podcast exclusive. So make sure you download that podcast when it comes out on Monday. Bo, before we wrap up the show, we were talking about our buddy Gary from the sanitizer and masks store earlier in the show, and he's a part of the Joshua Chamberlain Society, and there's a big event coming up on October 3rd, and you and I are going to be there.
Yeah, next Saturday, there's going to be a lot of people going, and you can get signed up. They've got a great Facebook page, jcs.org, I think is their website. But Tony, you and I are going to have a little challenge out there on Saturday afternoon, October 3rd. We haven't worked out the details, but I'm just anxious to go head-to-head with you on
it. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. The event is called Shoot for the Troops. You can find it on Facebook, and you can find it on the Chamberlain Society website. It's not too late to donate, and I think there's still a few opportunities to actually sign up and participate in this event. It's going to be awesome, and Bo and I are going to be there, so we hope to see you out there as well. That is Shoot for the Troops, put on by the Joshua Chamberlain Society, and you can look it up on the Chamberlain Society website and find it on Facebook and join us out there. It's going to be a blast. All right, need to wrap up the show, but we're going to dive right into the podcast exclusive. So depending on when you're listening to this, that podcast exclusive will be available on Monday, so make sure you check that out on the radio.com app. For our producer, Chad Ellis, and my partner, Bo Matthews, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.